Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Do your cattle need passports? We'll talk about that after this.
What does red mean? At Case IH, it means power, efficiency, versatility. The Case IH family of tractors and hay tools helps you get the job done. To get even more done, visit your local Case IH dealer today and enter for a chance to win a new 2012 Ram truck and a year's worth of fuel. Plus, get great deals on balers, windrowers, and Farmall, Maxim, and Puma tractors during our Field of Deals sales event. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, March 10th. It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch All Black All Pull Bull Sale at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Now, the sale gets underway at 1 p.m., and it includes 90 Black Pull Limousine and Limflex bulls, 60 fall yearlings, and 30 spring yearlings, all Limflex and more. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at hallchr.com. That's Hall, HALLCHR.com.
During our recent international travels to Ireland and Scotland with participants of the Oklahoma Agricultural Leadership Program, we visited both beef and cattle farm operations and had the opportunity to learn more about the passport system of animal ID that is the common practice in Europe. Every single animal on your place has a paper ID. You have to tag those animals within a week of their birth, get that information sent in to the authorities, and in return you get a paper passport. That passport has to go with that animal wherever it goes when it leaves your place. You don't go down the road without that passport in your vehicle, or you're facing the potential of heavy fines. According to Blaine Arthur, Associate Commissioner of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, it caught her a little bit by surprise, the extensive nature of the animal ID system that we found in the United Kingdom.
It is very surprising to me, and it's obviously something that there is ongoing discussion how we should handle that in the United States. But it's a challenge. You know, the size of their operations, the number of head that most of those producers have, probably a little bit more manageable than for some of our cattle guys, not only in Oklahoma, but in other states. You know, I think we're going to get closer and closer to having to have some type of traceability system because I think the world demands it. And I think we can obviously learn from them and look at their system and the things that they might tweak and improve, because it was obviously a significant challenge, the paperwork side of it, for guys who are spending a lot of their time just doing their regular business. Looking at them, visiting with them, and seeing ways that we maybe could utilize possibly that system but make some improvements to it.
Associate Commissioner for the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur, says clearly made an impression on her how serious these folks take animal ID in both Ireland and Scotland and in the United Kingdom and in Europe. Another participant in the program, Rodney Sutterfield from Seminole, who runs a custom meat processing operation as well as a small cow-calf operation, says that here in the U.S. we probably do need a premise ID system that we've tried to do voluntarily up to this point. But he says he doesn't think we need to go to a passport system where every single animal has to be tracked from birth to death.
There will be paperwork. Producers don't like paperwork. Nobody likes it. But I think if we go in with that type of system, it's going to be invasive to a degree, but you're not going to have to, like they did. Within 10 days, they had to have a calf tagged and registered, you know, turned into the database. We can leave animals out there, and an animal can live and die his whole life on the place, and nobody ever know that animal exists. Whereas here, that animal dies, they've got paperwork to fill out.
Clearly, the European way of animal ID got the attention of these folks that we were traveling with in Ireland and Scotland. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Neighbors, make plans now to attend the largest annual gathering of ranchers and landowners in the Southwest. The 135th Annual Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association's Annual Convention, School for Successful Ranching, and the TSCRA Trade Show is coming to Fort Worth, Texas, March 30th to April 1st. For more information, call 800-242-7820 or visit tscra.org/convention. Register before the 16th of March and you'll receive discounted registration pricing for the TSCRA convention.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.